Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos here. We're continuing the halachas of opening packages on Shabbos. If you have these small packets of sugar or of salt or of coffee, the halacha is that it's mutter to open those on Shabbos. It's mutter to rip it on Shabbos. And basically the reason would be is because you have all three reasons that we had legabi the halacha of ripping the leather off the chavis. We said three reasons why it's mutter. Either because it's mekalkel, and mekalkel's mutter Mokim Tzarech Shabbos for the food. That was one pshat, and that applies over here. You're being mekalkel this little package. The second pshat was the pshat of Tehillah David, that it's called a klipa, it's called a peel of the food here also. Since it's a small little item, it's like the peel of the food, it's mutter to rip it. And same thing for the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that ripping something that was always one guf is not called kireya, it's also mutter in such a case. But Lefi the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you should not open that packet from the place where it's glued together. You shouldn't open like that. You should do it in a way that's mekalkel it and you rip it. But you should be very careful not to rip any words, because when you have those small packages of coffee or small packages of sugar or salt, it's very common that if you rip it, you'll rip some of the words. You'll be very careful not to rip those oisius, those words that are on the packet. Now when it comes to a lollipop, where you have those lollipops that have a little plastic over it and you pull it off, so again, there also it's mekalkel, it's a peel as well, so it should be mutter. The only shaila would be is that there a lot of times it opens up in the place where it's glued together. So you don't have the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you don't have that third heter of kareya. But l'chari you can mekel, you have the other two. L'chari you can mekel, since it's mekalkel, you could be mekel. But if you want to be machmer, it's a mokot machmer to rip it in a way where it doesn't go open up, where it gets stuck together. But there is a case where l'chari will be a problem to rip something apart. For example, you have a string cheese, which are all attached together. Or you have a bunch of freeze pop attached together. Or you have a bunch of lebens or yogurts that are attached together. Those, most of the poskim say, it's usher to rip those apart. And why? Because the iser kireya in a constructive manner. Because when I'm ripping apart those two ices, or those two string cheese, or I'm ripping up that packages of yogurt, and ripping them apart, I'm being kireya in a oifin, which is constructive. You don't have the heter of mekalkel. You also don't have a heter of ripping a peel off of food, because that's not a peel there. You're ripping two separate items. The only thing you'd have maybe is a Shulchan Aruch Rav, because here it's not glued together. It's really one piece that they made a serrated area that you could cut it, but really one piece. And therefore, maybe if you're Shulchan Aruch Rav, it would be mutter to rip it apart. And therefore, it could be if you give it to a child, you don't tell him what to do, and he just rips it, it could be you don't have to stop him, because we do have the Shulchan Aruch Rav to be semichan hold, that's not called kireya. I actually saw in the Aruch Shabbos when he talked about this shaila about ripping this the lebens or the string cheese. So he's mat there and he says Aruch Shabbos brings down from Shlomo Zalman the Yesha Hatirui. He brings down the Soma matter. Who is this Rav Shlomo Zalman? And he said there's no mechatech, there's no makah patish, because let's say for example the yogurt container is already a container. I'm not doing anything about ripping it apart. But the only problem is he doesn't handle the issa of kireya. So I'm not sure what he does this kareya. I'm just telling you, Maramokim, the Aruch Shabbos, Perik Yabez, Oysi Yabez, brings down Matirim. I'm not sure what he does this kareya. But I saw in a lot of other Paiskim, they all say Mefurish, that it's usher to rip apart these things. And the reason is because it's kareya, it's ripping in a constructive manner.